Well, did they do this all the time then?
Oh yeah, that was every time there was a wedding that happened.
Back in that day. Well, what were they doing out under the window? Were they out there hollering or?
Oh no, they just come on out there. We're about to tie your boots. Better get on out there and come on out here. Said we'll take out them topside both of you.
Funny.
My brother stuck his head in the window and said, "Sis, you hear what we said? Said we stick your boots in that tank out there if you don't come on." I said, "Frank, I ain't coming out by my gown on." That was my brother. Uh-huh. "Oh boy, you better come on out, trick or treat." And so he took the treat to him, you see.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I said, "Trick or treat," when he took that quart of whiskey and that shoebox full of candy.
Let's see. That's great. Well, I didn't never hear of the trick or treat business with the chivalry. That's neat.
Well, now he made that remark. Made that remark. And my brother, my husband said, "Okay, wait a minute, boy."
That just happened that time, huh?
It just happened that time. We had it.
Yeah.
And we gave it to them.
Uh-huh.
Because we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Because we knew the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
We knew that neighborhood. We lived there 12 years.
Yeah.
About 10 years, because I was about eight or 9 years old when we moved on that place.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And we knew everybody on that hill. There was four different families besides us living there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And one of them had a bigger family or a bigger family than we had.
How many guys were there out there?
Oh, don't want to ask me. I guess about 35, 40.
People?
Yeah, people.
Wow.
Women and boys.
That's a lot of people.
It's a whole neighborhood, honey.
Oh my gosh, that is a lot of people. I swear.
They don't do that no more now.
Yeah, when they quit anyway?
1912. That was 1912, November the 17th.
Yeah.
When I become Junior.
Yeah.
Well, Junior. Become Junior.
Yeah. Why do they call you Junior?
Huh?
They call you
Julia.
Julia. I missed that. Okay. Well, when did they quit doing chivalries anyway?
Well, I don't know what I've ever quit a chivalry.
Oh, they still do it, huh?
Uh-huh. Okay. But that's been so long ago.
Yeah.
But oh boy, there was. Now, tell him about me.
Go ahead.
I'll tell him about me doing this.
Uh-huh. Oh, what'd he say?
"Mama, I want you to get this." Said, "You never did tell us kids about your life."
All right. Yeah, well, okay. We'll just get you a copy of the tape then.
I said, "Well, I don't know how much it'll cost, but I said you'd get me a copy." She said.
Yeah, I sure can. I don't think it'll cost anything.
Well, that's what I told her. I said, she said she'd get me a copy of it. And he said, "Well, Mama, tell her I want to see that."
Okay.
"I want to hear it."
Yeah.
He said, "Mama, that I've got to see you know." He said, "Mama, you never did tell us kids about your life."
Uh-huh.
Said you wouldn't even talk about it to us.
Uh-huh. Well, don't tell any of your secrets then. Oh, is this the picture? That's good. That's a really good picture. Now, is this an extra?
Yeah, it's extra.
Okay, I'll put it with the tape then. That is very good. Where did you have it taken?
Up at Gibson's.
Mm-hmm. That's a real good picture. What is this you have here on your dress at the neck?
It's
looks like a pen or something?
It's a pen, kind of like a Bible.
Mm-hmm. That's real pretty. Okay, I'll put that with the tape. Thank you.
I said, "I'm giving my life." He said, "Yeah, Mommy, you never did give us kids your life." I said, "Well, honey, there ain't a thing in my life I'm ashamed of. Not one thing."
Yeah.
I said, "I'm just a poor old country gal." He says, "I know you're poor old country gal." I said, "I am too."
Yeah.
And he said, "There, old honey, I'm just like you." I said, "Well, you chip off the same old block, boy."
Uh-huh.
I said, "Your daddy said you was a married over."